Now I am on with the Marathon Men, Blake and Joe. G'day, g'day, g'day.
Hey, Jack.
Kia ora.
So I've told the audience a little bit about the bet that you guys have made, but I've basically just said there's a marathon involved and there was a bet made a couple of decades ago. Can you give us the background, just a wash of the background to start with?
Sure. Joe and I have flattered together for a couple of years in the late aughties, and we... We competed in a lot of things, and one night we got back to the flat, and we actually don't agree whether it was 2008 or 2007, as sometimes passed, but we essentially started arguing about who would be slower than the other one over a distance running, and that turned into 42.2 kilometres.
Somehow landed on a marathon when we're 40.
Sure. It was slower. Who was slower, not who was faster?
Well, yeah.
So did you immediately say marathon, like that night? It was...
Yeah.
From memory, yes.
Yeah, sure. We landed on the marathon straight away, and I believe we landed on $15,000 as well to the winner.
I think that escalated as well, yeah.
Sure. A lot of drunken bets get made at, like, house parties in university. How did it stick? How did it... reach the next day and then the next week and so on and so forth?
I think because we had friends present, unfortunately, and we weren't allowed to move on from it. A few of which are in studio with us today, including Hugh Dunners McCarroll to my left. It's every time we've caught up over the years, it's sort of inevitably been raised. So we have not been allowed to. They've got us probably almost as much a skin in the game as we have.
Unfortunately, this one's stuck.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading the Stuff article. There's a Stuff article about this, if anyone wants to go check that out. And it said that it sort of turned into a big extended friend group thing that sort of held you together and has currently brought people back. Can you tell us about the reunion?
Yeah, no, good turnout from the friends in Whānau. They coming from all parts of the world. We've got Hugh Dunners McCarroll from Japan. We've got a Michael Dobson from New York. We've got a Marshall Hogarth from Washington, and a Richard Old from Sydney. So fairly international crowd. There's about 35 of us.
Do the friends have a favourite? Not a favourite as in a person that they like more, a favourite as in who they think is going to win.
Oh, Joe's the favourite. I've been the underdog for a long time.
Sure.
He's got a fair bit of advantages. No children. I've got my third arriving very, very shortly. Hopefully not this weekend. Yeah, I've also injured my calf on Monday. But anyway, we'll go through with it and see what happens, and may the best man win.
Sure. 10K or 15K, you said, on the night. That has obviously evolved and changed. What has it evolved to?
Well, yeah, we sort of went back and forth and realised that was pretty silly behaviour, yeah. And we didn't need to take that sort of money off each other. So, but we wanted something that was... still going to, you know, motivate you to...
skin in the game.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So the loser has to do another marathon in the next calendar year. They have to get a Dunedin-themed tattoo, of which there's going to be a bit of a brainstorm post-race. Shout dinner tonight.
Sure, sure. So I saw the tattoo bit on the Stuff article. I was going to ask, was there any drafts or any ideas floating around?
If any of your listeners have got thoughts on what that tattoo should be, the only... requisite is that it is Dunedin themed.
Yeah, so it's been, you know, ideas. The Sprates Brewery has, you know, being tattooed. Things of that nature. But we're very open to ideas.
Locations for the tattoo? Out of the way as possible.
Ideally, yeah. Haven't worked through that.
Depends on what it looks like. Maybe proud of it.
But not like a cheek tattoo?
Not a cheek tattoo, no.
Okay. Not a sunring here.
First church fullback, that could be it.
If you had run the marathon on the drunken night in 2008, whatever it was, 2007, who would have won?
I don't think either of us would have completed it.
We were not athletes at the time. We weren't doing any endurance sport.
Whereas now we're athletes.
In our early 40s, yeah. I'm certainly able to run further now than I was then. I think that's the essence of it. We didn't know, and that's why we made the bet. We wanted to prove that we could, but it was pretty up in the air.
Sure. Have you been training since? Has it been like training since the day you made the bet, or has there been training lately?
Absolutely not. I think I was first to kick it off, and I started with a 10K run a couple of years ago.
Sure.
But yeah.
Yeah, started training last year effectively with various stop starts due to injury, but have been going solid this year.
Do you have a like a training song or like a something you choose as a montage song? If you were
yours is Eye of the Tiger, isn't it?
No, it's not on the playlist, but I might chuck it on for tomorrow. Yeah, look, one of our friends who's down here actually asked me last minute to make a playlist for his 40th. His name's Simon Walkins. He's pretty useless though, so he'd already hired a silent disco for the night. So I'm glad I'm using that as my playlist just to get some motivation.
Sure. Is there a route? So this is obviously just between the two of you marathon, right? It's not like you're partaking in a marathon with a bunch of other runners.
Oh, no, yeah, we're entering the Dunedin Marathon. The Emerson's Dunedin right. Marathon tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
So where do you go? Because I'm not familiar with the route.
We start out at Portobello.
Sure.
And then run out away from Dunedin for about 5-10 Ks and then head all the way back to the Emerson's Brewery for the finish line.
Is the scenery going to help? Does it?
Yes, yeah. I think one of the things I found in training is the boredom of the long runs, right, and the repetition of the same route. So it's awesome to be back down in such a beautiful place.
Glorious, isn't it?
We look out the window and it's decided to turn to soup. But.
Yeah, but no, really looking forward to getting out there and enjoying the splendour of Dunedin.
Sure. So it's later today?
Tomorrow morning.
Thing. And the dinner's the same evening?
Yes.
You sure you're going to make it to the dinner?
Heading to Otrusco's.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, one of our old
Dunedin standard.
Yeah. Hopefully they've still got the piano in the corner for Hugh to start twinkling away on.
And the power switch, the
mains. And the power switch, yeah.
Awesome. Do you have any folks that you think might be listening? Because we do get, many listeners that were around.
Oh, shout out to Jake Turnbull.
Jake Turnbull.
Keep at it, mates.
Shout out to Richie Old.
Richie Old, Jack Turnbull, if you're listening. Rich. Well done, lads. awesome. Any other thoughts? Any other?
I've actually got something here that I wanted to give to Joe. I was just being reacquainted with the Hard to Find Bookstore, which is one of the finest books stores in the country. Job. And I was perusing around there and I found a collection of Chekhov's short stories. And one of his famous short stories is The Bet. Once I walked out of the store, I realised it's not actually in there. But anyway, I thought it would be a nice gesture, Joe, to give this to you and to read and enjoy and in honour of our bet. So
thank you, Blake. That's very kind of you.
You haven't thought of anything to
give. no return gift. Hopefully except maybe the dinner.
He'll have some lasting ink on his body to
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in, guys. Cheers, good Jack. Luck with the run.
Thanks very much.
Can I get a canvas from the rest of the room? Who's going to win?
It is very hard to say.
And
I think it'll all come down to who restrains themselves the most this evening.
Sure. It's an endurance test, not a sprint.
It's Joe. You're being too nice.
It's Joe from the back of the room.
This is Simon Danger Day, a.k.a. Barry the Badger, former host of the Real Bro Hip Hop Show on Radio 1. In my opinion, this race is incredibly tight. These boys have got themselves into the best shape of their life at age 39, just about to turn 40. And it's been an honour to watch them sort their shit out in order to make this happen for the benefit of all of us. And it's just a privilege to be down here to tautoko these two beautiful men. So I don't... on the winner on the day is always going to be Dunedin.
Fantastic. True words have never been spoken. Awesome. Thank you, team.
That was the Radio 191 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.